It is. It is that time. And you'd think, knowing that that needs to be updated, and the exact same thing happened to me last week, it would have been updated by now. But that's the world we live in today. Welcome to The Daily, via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in our own little wooded corner of Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light Mic Ultra and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. And before we go any farther into the show, and I notice we've got somebody calling in right now, I'm going to encourage said person to call back in a little bit, because we start every Wednesday show. Now, we've got high school basketball to talk about. We've got that tremendous U of M basketball win to talk about. We've got Pistons to talk about. We've got Jackson College to talk about. But before any of that, you always lead with the most important thing. The ultimate event that happens every Tuesday is the DEERUN Deer Run Bucks hockey in the JHL. And right now, we're going to the Deer Run Bucks press conference headed by Brian Bolenbaugh, who is the spokesperson. And I don't know. He wears multiple titles for the Deer Run Bucks. Brian, thank you for your time. I know it's hard to squeeze us in, but it's time for our press conference.
Mark Daly, how's it going?
So far, so good. We're doing
happy
well.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Yeah. Boy, ever since we started calling it a press conference, it really has this very professional feel to it. Just doesn't feel like two guys joking anymore.
We've stepped this up to a serious level now.
I know.
You know, coming down to the end of the JHL season, and we're vying for a playoff spot, and you got to take things serious here,
right? Yeah. So
I even got my suit and tie on right now.
No, you don't. You got your under zip. You got your Under Armour quarter zip on. I know you. It's fine. It's okay. It's
actually, I believe this is Nike, but nice. Yeah, Under Armour quarter zip. Most people know I have a certain style I like to wear for work, and it's usually a different quarter zip, and I throw a suit and tie on here and there, but it just seems too serious sometimes.
All right. I'm sorry. I just ruined the mental image. Okay. Suit and tie for Brian.
Keep it professional here, buddy.
All right. Let's keep it professional, and let's keep it professional. We talk about the win from last night.
You know, part of the serious tone is the fact that we are not talking about win. Very disappointing performance for the Bucks last night.
Oh, no.
Missed a couple players. And
oh, no.
You know, we analyzed the game film afterwards and again this morning, and we thought we were heading in the right direction. And I think we're going to end up having to maybe make some cuts to some guys and call up some young guns. So it's not really the direction we want to head, but after a loss like that, I think it's needed.
How bad? But you're making it sound like this was a devastating loss. How bad was it last night?
Well, so, you know, you go back to the update yesterday, and we were preaching discipline all week.
Yeah,
and
right.
I guess kind of recap the game is we went down 1-0 right away.
Mm-hmm.
Just weren't playing good.
Right.
Gathered our composure, went down, scored one. So we tied it up.
Competitive hockey so far.
Competitive hockey so mm-hmm. far, but even with the score being 1-1, we couldn't get the puck out. We were playing sloppy defense, but lo and behold, we get down and go. Actually, it was Mr. LT McCready and myself go down, and I will toot my horn here. Hit a nice little stop, put the brakes on, and LT was caught in the net and just fed him a beautiful puck, and he tipped it in, so we're up 2-1.
And we normally
pretty good.
We normally don't keep assists as a stat unless it's a fabulous assist.
No, we keep assists as a stat as long as it's primary, which means you're the last guy to touch the puck.
Gotcha.
This was a primary.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
I would have loved to have highlighted who scored the first goal, but, another disappointing thing right now is the stats aren't being put in the chat. And as many roles as I have, I can't keep track of everything.
No, I mean, the limits at
for
10.
My teammates that are listening, this is a reminder to put the stats in the chat.
Well, if they're not listening live, they can always catch the recording because we turn this into a podcast. Never miss a podcast.
And they will be listening to that. That will be a mandatory part of our next team meeting.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right. You learn a lot from this. You know, helps you digest what happened. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Correct.
So 2-1. Getting another one. Made it 3-1.
Nice. Okay.
And the wheels fell off. I guess you could say, what a deer's head. Hooves. The hooves fell off the buck.
They were a deer in the headlights.
We were a deer in headlights all of a sudden out of nowhere. And next thing we know, it's 5-3.
Wow. That happened. Once you hit that 3-goal mark, it feels like no matter what team Brian Bolinball's on, once you hit that 3-goal mark, it's the hooves fall off. Yeah.
You can't put that power cow falter on me.
Okay.
That's Evan's team.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Please clip that and send it to him. He'll get a kick out of that.
Hey, he can catch the podcast anywhere. That's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, all of a sudden we're down 5-3.
Oh, wow.
And just played horrible. Just defensive breakdowns and guys not playing their position, and we were all running around like a bunch of boneheads. I think we had other things on our mind. And
I know. I've seen the Bonehead Award. I can see what's on their mind.
It's a scary thing to see. But the Bucks have been playing good as of late.
All right.
Had some oopsies.
All right, so what's the standings then as far as we're approaching the postseason, coming off a 2-win streak, now fighting this loss here and having trouble at the start of the season? What's the postseason look like?
Well, I wasn't fully done with my recap of the game there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry.
No, my headphones got disconnected. Just looking back on it, you know, this season's had some turmoil with the officiating going on strike.
Right.
And we're down 5-3. Hey, we've been down before. We've been putting up some good numbers. Boom, we score one. It's 5-4.
Oh, nice. All right.
So
it's competitive.
Things are looking up.
Yeah.
About a minute to go. Skating the puck down, where we had the puck down in their zone. We're moving in. We're getting in a position, and about 30 seconds left, so we pull our goaltender.
Okay, common move, right?
Common move,
right? Appropriate time to do
it. The rule in hockey is too many men on the ice, too many men on the ice. So if the goalie's still on the ice, but the player hits the ice, technically that's too many men. I've never seen anybody call that, as long as it's within a second of each other. It's not like the player's in the play or anything like that. So we pour goalie. Goalie's getting to the bench. Guy hops out on the ice. We're in position to score. Next thing you know, whistle goes off. We get called for too many men.
Even though, I've seen this before. Goalie's not engaged. Goalie's going off.
The goalie's not going off, and the player's going on.
Yeah.
They're 100 feet away from the play.
Right.
And so, I don't know. Questionable.
Okay.
Questionable call. But
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there a Patrick Mahomes relative on the other team?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Valid question these days. Valid question.
But, it is what it is. Technically, I guess you could say that's the rule. So, never seen it called before. And, one of the officials last night did get berated by somebody, which was uncalled for, in my opinion. But
okay.
It turned out to be a loss. So, disappointing. Disappointing, gloomy Wednesday before a snowstorm.
Sounds like a heartbreaking loss, because it sounds like it was so close. Competitive game. But it also sounds like, based on what you said, if you guys line it up and play that game again, it's a team that you could compete with and take probably 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get into the 9 times out of 10 thing like that, but it's I feel confident that we could win.
So. Okay. All right. So it's a what was that again? 5-4 loss.
5-4 loss.
5-4 loss.
Heartbreak. Snaps the winning streak. So
wow. So with that said, do we have accolades to hand out?
Yeah, the accolade, the big buck of the game, the good accolade that you like to win, goes to Griswold because he finally showed up.
Oh, did Griswold?
That's all he's gotta do is show up.
Did Dr. Griswold appreciate his segment in the preview yesterday?
You know, I don't think he caught it. I'm just giving Trevor some crap here, but, you know, he just started his new practice. He's been busy. Our games, and here's the third night, 10 o'clock at night. So, but he was able to make it last night.
Okay. Did you appreciate the Griswold segment last night, yesterday?
No. Of course I did, Mark. I appreciate every segment.
Oh, all right. I just, you know, was very dad jokey in good taste. So I was just checking.
So.
What was your favorite? Yeah, what was your favorite part about that segment? Which one?
I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Uh huh.
Be quite honest.
Right. Uh huh.
I listened to it.
Because I thought it was tradition that it was listened to in the locker room before the game. At least that's what you told me before. You guys used it to get hyped up for the game.
And we listened to it.
Uh huh. Right.
But I forgot.
I mean, I'd take great pains. It was very standoutish. I even cited you specifically in that segment, Brian.
Well, my apologies, Mark. I was too busy losing. my mind went elsewhere, okay? I don't like to lose.
Apparently, you don't like to listen to the preview. I mean, I understand. I understand. It's tough to lose, even though you listened to it before the game.
You get through yesterday. Whoever wrote that apparently doesn't know how to use grammar.
Punctuation, yes.
Maybe they were busy with work or doing talk to text to make it quick.
Could be. It's possible. It's possible. Anyway, with that said, at least you caught part of it. All right, that's good. So the big buck of the game goes to who?
It went to Griswold. He played
good.
And he made the game. So
good.
We'll give him that.
All right.
And then our big old bonehead player of the game goes to Zach the Tripper.
Oh, really? Why? Now, what did Mr. Tripper do to earn said accolade?
He didn't do anything to earn it. He just walked in there and took it because he wanted to take it home with him. I don't know what he did with it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why he wanted that award so bad, but I don't know.
What
questions swirling around.
What was the mood taking it home? Was he happy taking it home, or was he frustrated taking it home? Was there
I've
a smile?
I've never seen a player so happy after a loss.
Huh. Wow. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. All right.
Very question. Very question.
All right. Okay. Well.
I wonder where his head's at.
Apparently he's wearing the helmet. Apparently.
That trophy better come back in one piece or we're really going to have some questions.
So many thoughts. Just letting them go because it's a family show. But anyway, okay, so there we are. We got the loss. Maybe this is a loss that could embolden the team. Who do we have next week?
Next week, I do believe we have Huff Auto, a makeup game.
Okay.
For when the Green New Deal is being struck between the officials and the JHL.
Okay. All right, so a makeup game next week.
A makeup game next week. Right. I believe we are at 8:30 again.
All right. So. Decent time. I mean, still past my bedtime, but decent time. So, all right. Very good. Well, we look forward to it. We appreciate the professionalism that has come with this press conference, and I'm just glad that you're able from, you know, start to finish, be able to catch those previews and use it to get the team hyped up each and every week. I'm glad I'm able to do my part, you know.
And for the listeners out there, you know, hockey is one of the best sports there is, in my opinion. I think it takes the most skill and talent. But JAHA, Jackson Area Hockey Association, they are going to be putting on a try hockey for free clinic.
Oh, cool. All right.
So you can take your kids out there. It's going to be February 22nd. And then also they're going to have another one on March 31st, which is strictly for girls only. They're looking to start a 10U girls team.
Nice. All right.
So if your kid has some interest in hockey, I'm sorry I don't have like the greatest details on all this. I just had it come across the text. But if you have any interest in getting your kids into hockey, just you can email jahahockey@gmail.com. Reach out to Kyle Field or Jamie Zebel. They'll get you all the information you need.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hopefully we can have that conversation in a little more detail with the organizers a little later on this week.
Hope so.
All right, man. Try to make it happen. All right. Hey, thank you for the update, and looking forward to a win next week and that preview, which I know is vital to getting the team hyped up and ready for the game.
Extremely vital. Well, I'm going to talk to the person who writes those and make sure their grammar is good.
Right. That would be, you know, it helps me put emphasis on the right syllables.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe not to talk to text.
That maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. You just got to clean it up as, you know, the head of marketing. You know what I mean. I'll let you delegate that appropriately. Okay?
Yeah. I'll talk to the person.
All right. Brian, as always, appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, see
you. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group, our studio in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters, in our own little corner, our wooded corner of Summit Township. We'll jump into high school sports right after this. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. We're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hot spot where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, McUltra, Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. All right, We've got high school basketball. Of course, last night, big night, a lot of games scheduled for tonight as well. Let's start off boys basketball, Cascades East. It was Center topping East Jackson 67-58. Grass Lake got the win over Leslie 63-51. It was Grass Lake's Braden Lape putting up 24 points. Brian Cook had 21 and Jacob Collins with 13. Leslie's been great. Tom McCann, head coach, there's just been fabulous all season long, getting us details from every one of his games. We do appreciate that. Connor Marciniak, 14. Roman DeRose, 12. Jaden Colby, 8 points on the night for Leslie. Ending up on the short end of the stick on that one with Grass Lake. Manchester 43, Napoleon 41 last night. Cascades Conference West, Columbia defeating Hanover Horton 66-46. It was Derek Sanders of Columbia putting up 25 points. Jack Gordon 14 and David Monroe had 10. Hanover's Luke Soper 13 points for the Comets. J.J. Russ with 9 and Brody Bailey with 7. Jonesville topping Homer, 58-45. Jonesville's Caleb Mayles, 16 points, 9 boards. Drew Bradley, 14 points. Ian Doyle, 11 points, 5 assists. Jonesville is 12-8 overall, 11-5 in Cascades. They're going to play Leslie Thursday due to Hanover's NPR being higher. I know it's not the first time someone's felt like they had the better of another team, but you know, the tiebreaker is that NPR score. And if it's even a thousandth of a point higher, that team advances. Addison 58, Vandy 50 out of the Cascades West. Pardon me, but do you happen to have any Tri-County water? I do, but of course. Thank you. Catholic High School League. Lumen in the Cardinal playoff there. That's their division's tournament. And Lumen getting the win in double overtime last night. 46-39, Lumen wins. Riverview over Dearborn Divine Child, 81-46. So it's going to be Lumen and Riverview once again in that Cardinal Championship game. Crossroads Athletic Conference, you had Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy 48, Jackson Prep 24, Marshall Academy 64, Athens Factoryville 40. In the I-8, PC, Battle Creek Penfield over Battle Creek Harper Creek 59-58. Western beat Hastings 57-37. Against Duluth boys basketball, the Panthers secured that victory over Hastings with Maverick Hammond leading the charge for Western, 31 points, recording 7 steals. DJ Van Riper, 14 points to the scoreboard, providing solid support. Cody Spitzer, Eli Harrington, Chance Pangborn each contributed 3 points, rounding out the scoring for Western. Panthers defense also key in the win, limiting Hastings to that 37 points in the contest. Elsewhere in the I-8, Marshall getting the win over Portage Central, 70-59 in Coldwater, beating Portage Northern, 62-53. In the white, SEC white last night, boys basketball, Tecumseh topping Pinckney, 66-53. Jackson at Chelsea tonight, 7 o'clock. Adrian at Ypsilanti Community, 7 o'clock tonight. In the white, wait a minute, I just did the SEC one. This is the SEC, SCAA, it's SCAA East, not the white, SCAA East. Battle Creek, St. Philip, 64, Jackson Christian, 42. Bellevue, 57, Hillsdale Academy, 42. Colon, 52. Pittsford, 39. Tekonsha topped Mendon, 59-54. Tonight, you've got Litchfield at Coldwater Penn Sophia Academy, 7 o'clock. Marshall Academy, North Adams Jerome, 6:30. Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy at Pittsford, 7:30. And 6:30, Camden Frontier at Tekonsha. That's boys basketball. Girls basketball. Pardon me. It's been a very talky day. And I'm behind in my hydration. The goal is 3 liters a day. It feels like 4 come out. Girls basketball in the Big 8. Concord versus Reading. Concord getting the win, 39-24. Bronson topping Quincy, 59-40. Stockbridge over Union City, 44-39. And Springport beat Vermontville, Maple Valley, 63-37. Cascades East saw Grass Lake topping Manchester. Wait a minute. No, it didn't see them topping that. Cascades East girls basketball, they play tonight at 5:30. Grass Lake at Manchester. Leslie's at Michigan Center. East Jackson's at Napoleon. 7 o'clock tip times for those last two. 5:30 for the Grass Lake contest. Cascades West, Jonesville at Columbia at 7. Hanover Horton at Homer at 7. I-8, Battle Creek, Harper Creek, 44, Penfield, 29. Marshall, 52 at Fowler, 40. Western beating Hastings at home, 55-36 in girls basketball. They are led by, of course, Rhea Hitt, junior for that squad. She put up 18 points, 11 boards. Bailey Stewart, 14 points, 9 boards. And Western honored their 4,000-point score in school history. Rhea Hitt last night. You can see the celebratory photo, FoxSports1019.com. We've got SEC White, Tecumseh Todd Pinckney, 52-21. Tonight, you've got Ypsilanti Community at Adrian at 7 o'clock, Chelsea at Jackson at 7. And in the SCAA East, Burr Oak defeating Waldron, 57-29. Hillsdale Academy on top of Climax Scott's, 43-35. Pittsford beat Colon, 35-28. There it is. That's that high school basketball, boys and girls. What's next? Wrestling regional action is tonight, and not you're gonna have regional champions crowned tonight because they have the semifinals earlier in the day. Well, earlier, I'm 4:30, right? And then the regional championships will be right after that. So, some of the regions that we're watching for you include Division 3, Region 124. Two mats over the gym. One mat is going to feature Hillsdale versus Williamston. Winner advances and will face either Napoleon or Addison. Napoleon, did I say Addison? Madison. Are you kidding me? Madison? District champs? Are you kidding me? I mean, just a matter of a few short years ago, I know, because that's where my kids went to school, that was, and my boy wrestled, that was a program that under Coach Hall was just kind of getting off the ground. And slowly over the years, you see the kids coming up through kindergarten, through seventh grade and whatnot. It slowly gets bigger and better and bigger and better, bigger and better. And dude, now they're district champions? Wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I know. They beat Columbia to get there 57-16 last week. Napoleon beat Center 51-9 last week. So those two teams face each other in regional action tonight. Winner there is going to either take on Hillsdale or Williamston. So those the first round of regionals, the semifinals, are at 4:30, and they're estimating 6 o'clock for the start time. Let's see. Here we go. All right, so that's Division 3. Let's go on to Division 4. We've got a few different schools we're following here. So happening tonight, Leslie versus Perry in Region 129. Winner there will advance to the regional final, where they'll face either Jonesville or Hudson tonight. Other ones we're watching, Memphis takes on Manchester tonight. This is taking place at Lutheran Northwest Gymnasium. What's the other one taking place? Hudson High School, the other one we just mentioned. So Memphis, Manchester, at Lutheran Northwest Gymnasium, 4 o'clock. Winner there will advance and take on either Clinton or Rochester Hills Lutheran North. Again, Lutheran Northwest Gymnasium, Rochester Hills, for that regional action. 4 o'clock for the semis, 5:30 for the regional championship contest. And Springport's in action tonight. Springport is facing Saranac. Springport got there after they beat Bellevue in the district championship game 58-24, Saranac got there by beating Vermontville Maple Valley 46-36. So you've got Springport Saranac, winner advances to regional final at Union City High School at 7:30, where they're going to face either Mendon or Union City. And just perusing, see if I missed anybody. That's it. We'll be keeping an eye on it. We'll let you know if any of those local teams, Jackson County teams, advance out of the region later on. We'll do that tomorrow right here, of course, as we're taking this show on the road tomorrow. More on that in a second. So we'll highlight that here. Of course, you'll also hear about it first tomorrow morning, AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. All right. Where else are we? Let's step aside. And when we come back, we'll be talking Jackson College Jets basketball. When we come back, we'll be talking U of M basketball, MSU basketball, and more. We'll get you a quick little Big Ten update after the MCCAA update. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the studios in our McKibben Media Group World Headquarters, our little wooded corner of Summit Township. Back with more after this. 12:38, 22 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Yeah, our own little wooded corner of it. We're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. All right. So, where are we? Oh, by the way, I do want to thank Polly's Country Market for being on board with the show here today. Polly's Country Market, they are so many different corners of Jackson County and beyond. And they have great weekly specials each and every week. And we're kind of at the end of their current run with the weekly specials. Boneless pork tenderloins, $2.95 a pound. Whole sirloin tip roast, $4.95 a pound. And oh, it looks like your Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, 7-Up products, $9 for the 24-pack, 12-ounce can case, plus deposit. That's less than 38 cents a pop. Now, wait, when they say pop, are they using it in reference to the beverage and calling it pop, like we do here in Michigan? Or are they like, that's 38 cents a pop, bam, like, you know, like Batman-esque? I'm going with they're referring to it as pop, as not soda, but as in pop, the beverage. Because that's what we do here in this state. We call soda pop. Oh, this is what we do. So thank you, Polly's Country Market. You want to see these specials and more? Or maybe sign up for their rewards program? Country Market, or I'm sorry, country-markets.com. That's where you need to go. Yeah, sign up for their weekly or their rewards program. And they have weekly produce specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. All right, what else we got here? Went through wrestling. How about Jackson College Jets basketball? And we're going to start off the women. Boy, they're not too far away from a tip-off. Originally scheduled for 5:30 tonight. They moved it up. 3 o'clock tip time as the women take on St. Clair County Community College. Women Jets on the friendly confines of the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse Hardwoods. They are 18-5. 8-1 in conference play. And standings right now in the Eastern Division of the MCCAA. Boy, I'm looking at... I don't want to be looking at this one right now. We're going to be looking at the women's standings. So the women right now, I just got to wait for that little blue circle to catch up. It's going around, going around. Oh, there it is. Okay. So women right now in the Eastern Division of the MCCAA, you've got a three-way tie at the top. 8-1 St. Clair County Community College. 8-1 Jackson College. 8-1 Schoolcraft. Three-way tie at the top right now. They've already clinched a berth in one of the NJCAA Great Lakes District tournaments. That tournament seed still yet to be determined. So there's going to be postseason play for the Lady Jets. But big game tonight. They want to win their conference, their division outright. They're going to have to take down St. Clair County Community College as they've already played Schoolcraft College, if I remember correctly. They did, and that was a win. They did play St. Clair County Community College previously. That was a loss. So they need to get that win tonight. They've got Schoolcraft at home coming up in a little bit. That's going to be a win that'll go a long way. If you can believe it, they've got 5 games left on the regular season for this this Jackson College women's team. Now, the guys, on the other hand, they've had a little bit different of experience this season. They're 3-20 overall, 1-8. In conference play, they're coming off a loss where they dropped one to Wayne County Community College. So they're tipping off 5 o'clock tonight against St. Clair County Community College. In the men's standings, MCCAA Eastern Division, you've got St. Clair County Community College 5-4 in the conference. Jackson College at 1-8. I think every game is going to be a difficult game for Jackson College men's team here on out. It's just so hard to stay engaged when you've had a season like they've had. So that's what's happening at the Jackson College level. We're going to have those contests for you right here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, 2:45 for the broadcast. Wow, the Wolverines got themselves, let's just say this, a ginormous win yesterday. And the hero of the game, Ruben. That was an American Idol Season 2 throwback. Did anybody pick up on that, or is it just me? It was just me. Here's Ruben with a heck of a putback last night.
I can begin by thanking our crowd.
Nope, that's coming up in a second. Here's Ruben with a heck of a putback from last night.
And up high! Taking his time, 13 seconds left. Great screen from Burgess. Smith, ankle breaker! Smith, bullseye! Doors open for Purdue. Gotta go. Smith, 2 seconds left. Smith for the win! No! Statement made! Michigan avenges their worst loss of the season!
All right, so let's get you the Reuben Jones part of that cut.
Showing off the handle. Wolf turns the corner. Oh, the follow! Reuben Jones! Going up high! Taking his...
So, and that led to the final call, which you just heard, and then Dusty May. If you take this team from last year, which was an absolute dumpster fire, and he just, basically he started over from scratch, and you put together a product that's doing what they're doing on the floor this year, if there is not some sort of coach of the year accolade that comes his way, you know, Dan Campbell got screwed on his. Dusty May could be getting screwed on his too, because he deserves one doing what he's done with his Michigan squad this year. Here's Coach May after the game.
I can begin by thanking our crowd, our students, our fans, everyone in Chrysler tonight. What an amazing environment to play college basketball game in. The energy, the enthusiasm. And we always try to do our part to keep everyone on their toes until the very, very end. So I credit our guys as well. But just really happy for our group. They stayed the course. There were some times throughout the game that we generated great looks. We generated shots at the rim, and they weren't dropping. And the easy thing to do is to drop your head and get in your own feelings. And I thought they stayed together. They stayed poised. They kept battling. They kept working. Our assistant coaches did an unbelievable job with the scout, with the curveballs we were able to throw at them. We used everything in the arsenal to try to slow down Braden and Trey and those guys. And man, it's a good basketball team. We can't have any more respect for a program than we do Purdue. Their staff, their players, everyone associated with it. They built something that's incredibly special. That's kind of the gold standard. You know, there's a couple of those in our league, but they're a gold standard in our profession. So just proud, happy for our guys to get out of here with a win.
Clayton? Can you speak to Reuben Jones, the way he played, not only the steal and coast-to-coast in the putback dunk, but all the other plays too, the defense and everything?
I thought he was everywhere. I mean, his quickness, his anticipation. I mean, I feel bad. I don't want to say I feel bad for the Michigan fans, but we haven't seen the real Reuben Jones. I mean, he's an irritant. He's a pest on defense, and he's a really good shooter. And tonight, I thought he had two open looks that once again, they're in the air, they're lined up perfectly, and they just hit the back of the rim. It's just kind of how it unfolds sometimes. But he's really, really finding his way. Same thing with Roddy Gill. Extremely proud of Roddy. I thought the first half he kept us within striking distance. He made I don't want to talk about his offense because his defense was equally as good. He was active just like Reuben was, and then LJ Kaysen. For him to come in and give us the jolt that he got us a couple free throws when we were struggling to score, his activity in the zone, he had several deflections. I thought he played like a veteran player. So you know, just hats off to the staff and our entire roster. They played a heck of a game tonight.
Tony.
There it is, Coach Dusty May. Man, he's been able to do Well, he's been able to do. So last night, let's do the side-by-side stats on this. Last night, Purdue, 43.5% to 44.6%. That's field goal percentage. Three-pointers, 35% to 30%. So Purdue wins that one. Free throws, 75% to 69%. Purdue wins that one. Boards, 38 to 34%. Purdue wins that one. They even outboarded them on the offensive boards. Assists, 7 to 7. Blocks, 1 to 5. Steals, 7 to 5. Turnovers, 11 to 11. Fouls, 13 to 13. How did Michigan win this game? They basically got beat in every stat. That was a close one. We'll talk about next up for the Wolverines here in just a bit. So the Michigan State basketball Spartans, they dropped one by four to Indiana. Michigan State, side-by-side stats here. Wait, I tell you what, let's go high scores first. So MSU, Jaden Akins, 14 points. Chase Richardson had 13. Frankie Fiddler had 12 for the Spartans. Side-by-side stats, 48 to 38% as far as field goals go. Indiana shot 23% from three-point range. Not good. MSU, 4 of 23. They shot 17.5% from three-point range last night. Free throws, 71.4 to 84% for MSU. Total boards, 31 to 36. Assists, 10 to 15. Indiana, 2 blocks, MSU's 4. Steals, 8 steals to MSU's 2. 9 turnovers to MSU's 11. And they were 18 of 24. MSU had more fouls. Well, when you're getting outshot, 24 to 21, and when you're making more threes, you're gonna beat MSU, and that's what Indiana did. They just played that much better on offense. I don't understand this. I need someone to explain it to me. I mean, I get the math. I get the numbers. You get streaky, you throw up three-pointers, you're in a good spot. But if the threes aren't falling for you, if they aren't falling for you all night, if you're only making three or four on the night, use your big man! Go down low! What the heck? I don't get it. Why are you shooting threes if you can't make the threes? If you're hitting streaky, then keep doing it. If they're not falling for you, change up what you're doing. Doing the same thing over and over again, if it's not getting you results, it's not all of a sudden going to get you results. You got to switch it up. All right, I got a little too heated on that one. Let's go to our phone lines. Welcome to The Daily on Fox Sports. What's up?
Mr. Daily, hey. I'm glad you asked. I don't get it. Please tell me. I'm here to tell you, sir.
Okay,
tell me. These are the breaks of the game. We must accept them.
No.
Furthermore.
No, I'm not accepting it. I am not accepting it. You continue to do what's not working. It's going to continue to not work. You have to adjust the flow of the game. You have to change. And throwing up threes, if it's not working, change what you're doing.
But I think that whole league is getting into throwing up threes, and I think they're even talking about changing some of those rules.
I'm beginning to hate the three-point line. It's drastically changed. Everybody wants to be Curry. You know, it's changed the game. It really has. I like maybe just putting the three-point line in for, like, the last 2 minutes of the half.
2 minutes of a half. Let me think about that. Well, if you put it in the last 2 minutes, so at the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
if you had suddenly an open three-point shot, well, if you're going to do that at the end of an NBA game, why don't you make it a four-point shot? A little longer.
I have to move it back then.
They're nailing them for $1 million on the halftime shows nowadays, pretty regularly. Little kids.
All right.
All right. Hey, well, I'm glad I was able to counsel you down a little bit, sir. And thanks for the good fun today.
Hey, no problem. We'll do it again tomorrow. Okay.
Yep. All right.
We'll see you.
Be cool.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for contributing to the show. All right. Let's run through what happened with the Big Ten. So yesterday, you had, let's see, you talked about Purdue and Michigan. Michigan getting the win over the Boilermakers. How about you, Illinois topping UCLA 83-78? You had USC beating Penn State 92-67. Oregon over Northwestern 81-75. Today, you've got Iowa at Rutgers, Washington at that school. And that's it. Just two games today. Michigan is not on the floor again until the 16th when they're at that school. And MSU will be at Illinois on the 15th. That's next up for the two squads. What else you got here? You know what? This feels like a good spot. Let's go ahead and stop. We'll come back. We'll touch upon the Pistons. And more. You're listening to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more. Right after this. That's it. Pretty much going to do it for us here today on The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. As we're going to be taking the show on the road, we're going to be doing this show from Southern Michigan Bank and Trust coming up tomorrow. Yeah, so stop on by. Say, hey, Jacob and myself will be out there with That's Solid. By the way, Pistons destroyed the Bulls last night, 132-92. They got another game happening tonight, part of their back-to-back before they're off for the All-Star break. And we're going to have to wait again. Maybe Saturday, Tom Izzo will break Bob Knight's record. Maybe Saturday. We'll see. All right, guys. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Between now and then, stay safe. We'll see you soon.